The most recent home game for the Nashville Predators last week was twice as long as the typical game, and that took a toll on the screaming voices of their loyal fan base. Before they play again tonight, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez sought out a voice coach to explain how diehard fans can get the most out of their chants.
Let's go, Predators! Let's go, Predators!
From the streets to the stands of Bridgestone Arena, this playoff run is invigorating a fan base, but a bit harsh on its vocal cords.
This is kind of what I sound like as we get toward the end of the season. It's kind of my playoff voice.
Meet Laura Lloyd, Predators season ticket holder in Section 325 at Center Ice. After their recent triple overtime win, Lloyd's arms were tired from waving towels and one wrist bruised from clapping so hard. And
I do all of the chants with all of the words. I particularly enjoy yelling at their goalie. And this is something that I find great pleasure in, I'm afraid to say.
Lloyd says she sips on ginger beer as a home remedy to help her voice recover. But what's the best way for a Preds fan to be loud and last through an entire game?
You know, warm your voice up.
Dr. Galen Garrett directs the Vanderbilt Voice Center and follows the team.
Preds fans aren't going to like this, but you want to stay hydrated. And anything that contains caffeine and alcohol is dehydrating.
It also matters how you belt out those sounds. The short rule, less throat and more wide open airflow.
You know, you want to be able to open up and have that, and as a any kind of that activity is bad.
There is a benefit to the team's name, that P sound at the beginning.
Predators is actually probably pretty good, but unless you get hard on the the Predators, you know, so if they think about the P sound, then they're going to be better.
A night of screaming can mean inflammation, swelling, and even a ruptured blood vessel, which occasionally befalls some of Nashville's professional singers. The good news, Garrett says, letting out wild screams for a goal, most people can get away with a few of those. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.